AI reindustrializes American interior. The American economy's narrative was written in the shadow of shuttering factories. As production moved offshore, our economic engine shifted gears from physical goods to services and finance. Firms that produced almost nothing became the new American titans, fueling a consumer-driven boom that enriched the coasts while hollowing out the interior. We became a nation that designed and sold, but no longer built. This story was told most clearly by our freight patterns. For 20 years, goods flowed overwhelmingly from the coasts inward. Millions of containers arrived at our ports filled with products made by foreign labor, then trucked toward the center of the country to feed a consumption-heavy lifestyle. The heartland was a destination for finished goods, rarely the source. The catalyst is the voracious build-out of artificial intelligence infrastructure. Contrary to the popular imagination, AI is not purely a digital phenomenon. In the physical world, it is the bedrock of a new heavy industry. This industrial tale extends far beyond software providers to the energy, power, and construction services required to build massive data factories. The scale is staggering, with $20 billion invested every 2 weeks. These gigasites represent a new economy dependent on three pillars: data centers, energy supply, and the AI models that optimize them both. This is where the digital becomes physical. Beyond raw materials, these facilities house an array of heavy industrial equipment, massive turbines, redundant generators, and high-voltage transmission infrastructure. As projects scale into the gigawatt range, demand grows exponentially. The market is responding by expanding existing plants and planning new power stations, often funded directly by hyperscalers themselves. The materials for this build-out are coming from the Rust Belt and the South, regions once hollowed out by globalization. This reindustrialization marks a significant shift in the U.S. manufacturing landscape, with AI at its core.